Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is September the 28th, 2017. This is episode 148 of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This time I'm going to be speaking about the difference between all and every. Of course, I'm browsing here Michael Swann's Practical English Usage, and I'm going to be giving you some insights first on how to, the different contexts in which you can use all. There's so many things about all in this grammar book here, and I was a bit overwhelmed when I first found out that there were several pages about it. I'm going to try to summarize in a way that it doesn't get too long, you know. So one of the ways to use all is when we have three or more items. For example, if you're referring to three shirts, I'll take all three shirts, please. That's in a shop, so you want to buy three shirts, and you're looking at the three of them and you decide to take them all. So I'll take all three shirts, please. When we have two shirts, probably we would rather use both instead of all in this case. So another way of using all is when we use it as a subject of a sentence, object, or even complement. For example, when you say all that matters is to be happy, in this case, all that matters would be the subject. Or you could also say, I gave her all she asked for. In this case, all is an object, or even that's all. When you say that's all, so that's the complement. Moving on, all is also used with nouns or pronouns. So when you say all of the people were singing, or even in this case you can omit of, so you could say all the people were singing. Or you could also say, give my love to them all. So to them all means to all the people you are referring to. You can also use all with verbs, following a verb. For example, the people were all singing. In this case, it's the same as all of the people were singing or the people were all singing. All is also used with adjectives or even adverbs. When you say, You're all wet because you were walking in the rain, so you're all wet. Or I was all alone. Another way of using, so with adverbs here, you could say I looked all around, but all I could see. Or I looked all around, but I couldn't see anything. Or tell me all about your holiday. It's all because of you. So these are other examples or examples of all with either adjectives or adverbs. Another important distinction when we think about how to use all in English is to think about the difference between all and everybody. So everybody, I could say everybody is here today. Or if I use all, I will say all the people are here. So in this case, you have to be careful because the verb that comes after all is in the plural, while the verb after everybody is in the singular. Another difference is between all and everything. So all can mean everything, but usually only in the structure all plus relative clause. When you have all that, etc., etc. For example, all that I have is yours, or all I have is yours. You can omit that in this case. Or everything is yours. Okay? You shouldn't say all is yours, but all that I have is yours. So in relative clauses, but otherwise you should use everything. She lost, another example is, she lost all she owned, or she lost everything. Now, you shouldn't say she lost all. You should complement all with a relative clause. Moving on, I'm going to talk now, I'm going to skip a few things here because there are too many things. I'm going to move on and talk a little bit about how to use all with verbs. And then finally, I will go on and address the main topic here of this podcast, which is all, the difference between all and every. I mean, the difference, how to use them. That's how I should put it. So all before verbs, sorry, not before verbs, actually after verbs, all used with verbs. When all refers to the subject of a clause, it can go with the verb in mid-position. For instance, we can all swim. That's the same as saying all of us can swim. By the way, all is also used several times with pronouns, and this is another way of using it. All of us can swim, or we can all swim. You could also say, another example here is, the guests have all arrived, or those apples were all bad. So you could also put sometimes all before the verb when you have, for instance, my family all work in education, or they all liked the soup. Okay, in this case, because all refers to they and not to the verb itself, to the meaning of the verb. That's basically it here about all with verbs. Now let's move on and let's talk about the difference between all and every. Here, basically, a quick introduction to this would be, all and every can both be used to talk about people or things in general, or about all the members of a group. There is little difference of meaning. Every often suggests without exception. So when you're emphasizing every single member of the group. The two words are used in different structures, though. For instance, every is used with a singular noun. Every child needs love. To give the same meaning, all is used with a plural noun. All children need love. So you should use every plus singular noun and all plus plural noun. Every light was out. All the lights were out. All can also be used with determiners. In this case, we can use all with determiners, but not every. For instance, all the lights were out. All the lights. Or I've written to all my friends. In this case, the determiner, my friends. Or the lights, the. Every, on the other hand, is used with a singular noun again. So every light was out, or I've written to every friend I have. Okay? You shouldn't say my every friend or every my friend. That's basically the idea here. All is also used with uncountable nouns. So when we have uncountable nouns like music, then we should use all and not every. For example, I like all music. Not every music, of course. So I like all music, meaning you are very eclectic. You like different kinds of music. So I like all music. Another meaning of all is when you refer to every part of something. For example, we can use all with place names or some singular countable nouns to mean every part of or the whole of. For example, all London was talking about her affairs, or I've been around all the village looking for the cat. In this case here, note the difference between all day and all week, and every day, every week. Because when you say she was here all day, it means from morning to night. But then if you say she was here every day, it means she came here on Monday and then Tuesday and then Wednesday and so on so forth. There is another distinction between all and whole, but this I will leave for a future episode. Basically, I covered about 90% of the info I found here on this wonderful grammar book, which I use very often, by Michael Swann. It's called Practical English Usage by Oxford University Press. I hope you enjoyed the episode and you learned something new about how to use all and how to use every. I would like to thank you for listening, and I'm going to give another shout out to my listeners in Japan. They've been very consistent. A lot of people downloading episodes from Japan. I would like to remind you that the podcast has a page, has a web page. The web page for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. Let me repeat, pod.followenglish.com.br. BR for Brazil, so BR. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br. Again, info@followenglish.com.br. And I hope you're all learning something. Keep listening, keep learning. I'll see you next time. Bye!